had a project that got held up years and years ago by another board that cost me $500,000. If we hold you up a week, is it going to hurt you?
Samantha?
Hurt you?
No, it won't.
Okay.
Because come October, that would be the final.
Well, they do the preliminary. If they approve that preliminary and you come walking in, our meeting's Monday, and you come walking in Wednesday with the final that's all done, that Tim and I have okayed, and we're back and forth, I mean, I could sign that Wednesday and you could get it recorded.
And what's that date again in October?
October the 2nd, if you get your vacate in. And that's not, I can't guarantee that. That's through the county commission.
Yeah.
So you need to get with them. That's the county commission meeting. That's when they'll do vacates.
Mm-hmm.
And then October 9th is our meeting.
Okay.
Is that correct, Ms. Commissioner Wyatt? Okay.
That's a Monday. October 9th.
So between now and then, and if it held you up, I'm totally in agreement with George. If there's something I could sign in a couple weeks, I would. No, I'd want us to get hammering through this.
Okay.
But.
I'll be in the summer.
So then to record the plat to be able to sell, because you can't sell anything until you record that plat.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to have all the engineering and the costs, and the costs are going to have to be looked at by Devin, and I'll have to have somebody else look at some of the other costs,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll need that plus 10%. And it'll be in a bond, some type of a performance guarantee. And then you can record that plat without the utilities being in place.
Okay.
And then you have the ability to do what you want to with the potential future lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you favorable about working with us on additional right-of-way?
Yes. I know Scott mentioned something to me. We discussed that a little bit today. That, yeah, with if we're able to vacate that right-of-way to the east of us to dedicate a little bit more along Amherst to provide better drainage for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, Devin informed me today it's more of a perpetual easement document
it's
that's drawn up.
It's a permanent and perpetual right-of-way.
Permanent and perpetual right-of-way that's... So, I mean, you can start working on it tomorrow and get that done in the teardrop. If you wanted to work with it.
And for that additional easement drainage right-of-way, how much were you guys thinking?
On the main road, it would be about 10 feet. The turnaround, I would have to do some more figuring on it. It would be at the tip down there where the point comes together, basically unusable property.
Let's open up. Yeah, let's look on the map so we're all in agreement.
The turnaround would be additional property right in here.
All right.
That you really wouldn't be have enough room to build.
And how big does this turnaround have to be? Does it have
it would
to
be like that one right here?
It's a turnaround right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on back, as far as you own the property, if you can give 10 feet,
okay.
That should be, we've got 30 now,
mm-hmm.
and that will give me enough room to do drainage.
All right. Yeah, we'll revise this, and if there's anything that comes up, I'll reach out to you guys.
Are you adding to the right-of-way? How you deed it over to you. Just have to make that part of the right-of-way instead of an easement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just be part of the plat. But.
Yes.
I've got the
documents.
It's
the way
I want to do it.
Yeah. The only thing that wouldn't happen until October 9th and beyond, where they might be able to work out that perpetual easement quicker. We got a water issue we need to get taken care of.
Yeah. I saw pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they only had that little window.
And then, yeah, this was like a existing driveway right there that we'd be vacating. So maybe it's keeping an additional system right there going as far as possible. That's really the only thing. This is, yeah, pretty wide for those cul-de-sacs. That's 100-foot right away.
So they've seen the plat?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Did either of you sign up to speak? Did you want to get up and speak on the public hearing part? Since you're here, if you want to go ahead.
That's 2 minutes. Plus 4 minutes, too. No, I just wanted to make sure one of the most important things that I've done the last time, 2 times I've been here, is just to have you guys bear in mind the safety issue. And the safety issue existed on both of the projects. The other project is less than concerned about anybody else around there. And these folks have been awesome. And they've dealt with it on everything they've done. They've talked to everybody in the area. So I'm still, I think 50% is a great deal. You know, I support them, still don't support the other one. So, you know, thanks for you guys. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. You did good.
Any other questions that you guys may have?
Do we need a motion to postpone or anything, Scott, or just...
That would probably help to the October 9th meeting date.
Somebody game to make that motion?
We'd make a motion to postpone to the 9th.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of postponing to October 9th for review?
Unanimous.
Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Didn't make a little time for discussion. I'm not trying to be obstinate. I'd say you better clean it up and get it done.
Thank you guys for your time.
It distracts me a lot of times when you get
thank you.
A partial approval, then you got to get this and get that.
Chairman, make a motion to
adjourn. Scott, there's no old or new business, right?
Not tonight. And okay. There's no business in
we got a
motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. I knew you'd
meeting adjourned.